Hello?
Hello. Is this Jason?
Yes, it is.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for your news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I will vote.
Okay. Thank you. May I know your age?
49.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
Honestly, probably about a 1, because both candidates suck.
Okay, thank you. I have typed in a 1. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Joe Biden as president.
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Sherrod Brown as senator.
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump as former president.
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove, I guess.
Okay, thank you. And Marcy Kupchur as congresswoman.
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of the person or institution or you're unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. Marcy Kupchur.
Favorable, I guess.
Would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Oh, Jesus, again. Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. I'm sorry for that. Donald Trump?
Strongly disapprove. Strongly unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. Republicans in Congress, just as in general?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Derek Marion?
Not familiar enough to have an opinion.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. And First Energy?
somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Senator House.
Okay.
Which one?
The question is just like an open question. The options to answer are Democrat, would you lean Democrats, Republican? Lean Republican, and this is just for U.S. Congress, just related to U.S. Congress.
I don't vote along party lines. I vote by candidate, so.
Okay, all right. I will input that answer. Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. Much as it pains me to say it, probably Biden.
Okay. All right. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Brown.
Brown, okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kupchur or Republican Derek Marion?
Probably Republican.
Republican. Okay, Derek Marion. Okay. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kupchur, or would you say there's no chance you would consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kupchur?
There's a possibility. Again, dependent, finding out more about the candidates as we get closer to the election.
Okay. There are three options for this question. A chance, no chance, or undecided. Would you lean to undecided or a chance?
Undecided.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupchur. Marcy Kupchur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kupchur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it not? Or does it make no difference? Sorry. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her or you don't think this is true, please say so.
I'm not sure that. Yes, she's been here a long time. I don't know that that's 100% true.
Okay.
Sounds like a Republican written statement.
Okay. I will input not true. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marion. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or I will read you the options as I'm reading the statements so you don't forget. Okay. The first statement is, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marion was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marion's corruption. Options to answer are much less likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, no difference, more likely to vote, not true, or you don't know.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, you said, I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Next statement. Derek Marion has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marion supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marion even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatment. Options to answer are much less likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, no difference, more likely to vote, not true, or don't know.
Don't know.
Okay. Next statement. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marion voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from PTSD due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marion even voted no on that. Options to answer are the same as the previous statements.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Thank you. Next statement. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marion wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Same options, two answers.
Don't know.
Okay. This is the second to last statement. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drift down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise their retirement age. Same options to answer.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. And this is the last statement. In the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Same options to answer.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. These are the last few questions. Thank you for bearing with me. This is an open question. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin?
Again, I have to research his policy positions a little bit, but
I can type in that if you want. Do you need more time to research his policy? Okay.
Yeah, research. Yeah, I just need to research his policy position.
Okay. All right. I will type it in there. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptchur or Republican Derek Marin? If you're unsure for your answer,
undecided.
You can also pick. Yeah, undecided. Yeah. Okay. This is another open question, similar to the previous to last one. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
Prior policy positions.
Okay. Thank you. I have typed in your response. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4-year college degree.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, as a Republican, as an independent, or something else?
Probably almost an independent because I vote by candidate both sides, so.
Okay. In the independent option, there is another option. Independent lean Republican or independent lean Democrat? Or would you just pick independent?
Maybe independent lean Democrat.
All right. Thank you. Next question. How important is politics to your personal identity? Options to answer are very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Not totally important.
Not too important?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? The options to answer include both candidates or other, did not vote, or you would not like to respond to that.
Biden.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your time. I know it's a little long, but I appreciate your time, sir.
So, out of curiosity, is there any particular candidate that's putting forth this survey, or?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wouldn't know. I'm just told to complete the survey. They don't
ask
let us know who is this for. Yeah.
Because the one question you didn't ask that I think is probably relevant, you asked why I wouldn't vote for Bernie May. me, but you didn't really ask why I wouldn't vote for Marcy Kaptur.
Good point. That's a good point. That you're actually the first person telling me that.
Yeah. So, but okay.
All right. Thank you for your time, sir. Have a good night.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.